begin with a little bit of a primer, so to speak, on monarch butterflies. Where do they actually hatch, and how do they get to California?
Sure. So monarch butterflies that overwinter each winter on the California coast come from a number of western states. They come from the interior of California, as well as Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Idaho, Washington, and even Arizona. And then they spend many generations breeding throughout the interior west, and each fall fly back to the California coast to spend the winter.
Now, we've mentioned that the latest tally shows 200,000 of the butterflies, which is down from 1.2 million about 20 years ago. Has this been a gradual decline, or are we seeing any sudden drops?
We saw a sudden drop in 1997 and again in 1998, and actually an earlier research study from last fall suggests that we had 5 to 10 million monarchs in the 1980s overwintering in California. So we believe that we only started monitoring the butterflies after a significant decline had already occurred.
What do you think some of the factors are behind these declines?
You know, we're not entirely sure in the West. The monarch butterflies also overwinter in central Mexico, and they largely draw from monarchs that breed on milkweed in the eastern U.S., and the decline in that population has largely been attributed to the loss of milkweed, which the caterpillars, that's the food that the caterpillars eat. But we're not entirely sure if that's what has caused the decline in the western U.S. or if other factors are at play, like loss of overwintering habitat, loss of milkweed or nectar plants within some of the breeding areas, potentially pesticides. We're looking at a variety of different factors that may be contributing to monarch decline in the West.
So while that research on factors is going on, is there anything that can be done to help the insects at this point?
Well, sure. In certain areas like California's Central Valley, we recommend restoring native milkweed in areas where it used to grow, as well as nectar plants, wildflowers that monarch butterflies can drink nectar from to fuel their migration, limiting use of pesticides within the monarch breeding area, and as well as participating in citizen science projects like the Western Monarch Thanksgiving Count that we've reported the population numbers recently.
If this continues, what does the future look like for monarch butterflies?
Well, I have to say it doesn't look great. Unless we have substantial recovery efforts, we may lose the monarch migration through California. Analyses suggest that we will not have monarchs if declines continue in the next 50 years at the rate that they are going.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Serena Jepson is Endangered Species Program Director for the Xerces Society.